Hello there, metalheads, and welcome to another episode of Metal Verbalizer Podcast. Today we are going to talk about an amazing band from the Netherlands called Mayleaf. This band is also female fronted like quite a few other bands that I've been verbalizing lately. And this band is a little bit different though than the other bands that I've been verbalizing that play a more modern kind of metal. Mayleaf have more of a pop punk grunge type of rock with more like fuzzy guitars, heavy bass and drums, and amazingly performed vocals. And don't be afraid of me saying pop as well, because this is for sure no Justin Bieber cover band. This is high quality grunge rock and roll. And I think this kind of music is so heavy, so it can also appeal to many metalheads out there. And if I have to compare Mayleaf to another more well-known band, I would say that it sounds, sound-wise, they are close to Paramore. The vibe in their music is somewhat similar, with big heavy choruses that you want to sing along to. And I would say that Mayleaf could be our new Paramore, if you know what I mean. What I mean is that I don't think that they are going to replace Paramore, but they are going to become that level in that grunge type punk rock. It is very easy to picture this band on big festivals with a sea of people jumping and singing in time with the music. And they are, as I'm understanding, going to play on Jera on Air right now in June. And Jera is a festival in Netherlands for alternative music, which is super cool, actually. Although I can see this band playing big shows on festivals like Wacken or Sweden Rock, I think that Jera can be a great gateway to play more festivals in the future for the band. And the band debuted in 2019 with their single This Is Goodbye, but according to their best bass player, Robert, the guitarist Adrian created the idea for the band already back in 2016. And what might have delayed the process with their first release might partially be because during the first period of the band, they tried out different singers, but didn't really vibe with them until they found Isla. I hope I pronounce her name correctly. And which is their current singer, yes. And it is the singer that you can hear on the records and all of that. I think that Isla's voice is just perfect match for the genre that they are going for. And like many other bands out there, this band also has some music, right? So let's talk about it. Like I said before, they debuted back in 2019 with their first single, This Is Goodbye, which I think is a little funny to say goodbye the first thing you do. But anyways, luckily we have gotten more music from the band though. This track is pretty melodic in the beginning, and then the main riff comes in and hell breaks loose, just to bring it down a little bit for the verse, and then bringing in a huge sounding chorus, which is just sounding great. Something that I love with this band's music is that the choruses are big sounding, like I said, and they really makes you want to sing along. And I think that's a really important thing, to have a chorus that is really like friendly to sing-alongs, because that's gonna bring more memorability to the band and the music. And I also like that the bass guitar is so fuzzy as well, so that, and gainy, so that fills the space in their sound that a second guitar would have taken, because as far as I understand, they only have one guitarist. In 2020 we got three more singles, which they later the same year put together into an EP, which we can, which can be quite smart. I Want Out was the first one released, and it has more of a ballad feeling to it. It really keeps the heaviness of their other songs, but this one is more melodic than their other songs that the band has put out, and the melodies are more defined than the solos. Next one in line is called Burn, and this one is 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in a few seconds, and I like how they use feedback in this one. It really gives the track a very genuine feeling, even though I don't really know what kind of equipment they are using, if they're using like analog amps or if the amps are digital. I have no idea. The technique has come so far, so you can almost not hear it nowadays, if it is a Kemper or a real amp. But anyways, next one together with their previous releases on the EP, and it is called Trying. In this one, we can hear more punk influences than the others, at least towards the end of the song, where it is a little bit more chaotic, which leads into the last chorus. If you listen to the song, you're gonna know what I mean. But you should really listen to the song, yes. Now we are in 2021, and we get even more music, and we start with getting a single called Found You Out. This one is a little interesting and different from the other songs by making use of a stop-and-go thing with the instruments and in the verses, which I think is another genius thing by the band. And what I mean with stop-and-go is that the guitars and all play, stop a little bit, and then they go on, play a little bit more. I think that if I don't remember wrong, the drums are keeping playing, and the vocals are in there as well, pretty much all the time. It's the guitar and bass that has that stop and go, and I really like that. I think it is a really good thing. Next one is a single called Just Breathe. Here they did a fun thing and put in an 8-bit effect on the guitar in the intro, and that is a like retro game sounding feel thingy. I like when bands decide to try fun things like that, because it brings something different. What is also fun is that they have included with this single a live version from Locked and Live, which I think is a live stream show, especially since this was during the COVID. So it's a studio live show. They also include a live version of This Is Goodbye from the same show. And here we are now. It is 2022 and we have gotten two more singles so far. And the first one is called If You Want It. And start off a very chimey thing before we get the heavy guitars and all of the other things. And thanks to the absolutely huge and fantastic chorus, this might be my absolute favorite release from this band so far. I've played it a few times now and I really can't get enough of it. And yeah, continuing on, the final and most recent release is called Paper Thin, and is also a great song that almost took the number one spot among my favorites with this band. And the most exciting thing is that this song is going to be released on an album that they are going to release through Suburban Records, which is super exciting that we have a record label involved. That hopefully means that we are going to have big things upcoming for this band. And unfortunately, this is all I know for now about the album. More information about this is going to be released on their social medias about the name of the album and release date and etc. etc. But yeah. To sum it up about this band, I became very happy when I found this band. Their music so far have been great quality, and it is going to be super fun to follow this band in the future and see what's upcoming in the future. Like I said before, I can see a clear picture of this band playing at Wacken, for example, with a huge audience jumping and singing, and I genuinely hope that is the future for this band. I can smell big things upcoming for this band. So yeah, do not forget to follow this band on their social medias, because that is a great way for you to get updates about what the band is up to. But it is also a great way to help the band to get more traction, because they have earned it. Social media works that way. The more followers you get and the more likes and comments and all of that on the posts is going to help the band get more traction in their posts, and it's going to be appearing for other people's. So that is a fantastic way to help the band to get discovered. And also, If you like what we are doing here on Metal Verbalizer Podcast, bringing you new awesome music for you to rock out to, please consider following us as well to get updates on what we are up to and when we release new awesomeness. And we have plans for the future that you do not want to miss. I promise you that. But yeah, that's all I have for you. Thanks for listening. I've been Erik, and you've been listening to Metal Verbalizer Podcast.